Chapter 42. Excellence in doing good to the friends of parents and other relatives. 341. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma reported, "The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, 'The finest act of goodness is that a person should treat kindly the loved ones of his father.'" Muslim. 342. Abdullah bin Dinar reported, "Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma met a Bedouin on his way to Mecca. He greeted him, offered him to mount the donkey he was riding, and gave him the turban he was wearing on his head. Ibn Dinar said to him, 'May Allah make you pious. Bedouins can be satisfied with anything you give them, i.e., what you have given the Bedouin is too much.' Upon this, Abdullah bin Umar said, 'The father of this man was one of Umar's friends, whom he loved best. And I heard the Messenger of Allah saying, "The finest act of goodness is the good treatment of someone whose one's father loves."'" Another narration goes, "When Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma set out to Mecca, he kept a donkey with him to ride when he would get tired from the riding of the camel, and had a turban which he tied around his head. One day, as he was riding the donkey, a Bedouin happened to pass by him. He, Abdullah bin Umar, said, 'Aren't you so-and-so?' The Bedouin said, 'Yes.' He, Abdullah bin Umar, gave him his donkey and his turban and said, 'Ride this donkey and tie this turban around your head.' Some of his companions said, 'May Allah forgive you. You gave to this Bedouin the donkey which you enjoyed to ride for change and the turban which you tied around your head.' Abdullah bin Umar said, 'I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saying, "The finest act of goodness is the kind treatment of a person to the loved ones of his father after his death." And the father of this person was a friend of Umar radiallahu anhu." Muslim. Commentary. This hadith teaches that after the death of one's parents, one should maintain contact with their friends and treat them nicely. Besides being a great virtue, it is warranted by the needs for showing compassion to relatives. To forget friends of one's parents and break contact with them is condemned by the Sharia. 343. Abu Usaid Malik bin Rabia As-Sayyidi radiallahu anhu reported, "We were sitting with the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, when a man of Banu Salama came to him and asked, 'O Messenger of Allah, is there any obedience to parents left that I can show to them after their death?' He, peace be upon him, replied, 'Yes, to pray for them, to supplicate for their forgiveness, to fulfill their promises after their death, to maintain the ties of kinship which cannot be maintained except through them, and honor their friends.'" Abu Dawud. Commentary. We learn from this hadith that one should consider the life of one's parents a blessing because their life provides one with an opportunity to serve them wholeheartedly, which is ordained by Allah. If one wants to be nice to them after their death, one should adopt the methods mentioned in this hadith. It needs to be noted that it does not mention the ceremonies like recitation of the Noble Quran on the 3rd, 7th, and 40th day after the death of a person in vogue in our society. All these methods of conveying the reward of virtuous deeds or rites are wrong for the reason that they are neither helpful for the dead nor the living. What really benefits the dead as well as living is prayer and begging forgiveness from Allah. In this hadith, these have been regarded as acts of beneficence for the deceased parents. It clearly means that the children will be rewarded for the virtuous acts they do for their parents, and the status of the deceased parents will also be elevated in the next world. The acceptance of the prayer in favor of the deceased parents is also confirmed from that hadith, also which tells that death brings to an end all the activities except the following. Firstly, an ongoing sadqa jariya, like the digging of a well, the building of a mosque, etc. Secondly, knowledge which benefits Muslims. Thirdly, prayers of virtuous offspring. 344. Aisha radiallahu anha reported, "I never felt jealous of any of the wives of the Prophet, peace be upon him, as much as I did of Khadija radiallahu anha, although I have never seen her, but the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to mention her very often. Whenever he slaughtered a sheep, he would cut it into pieces and send them to the women friends of Khadija radiallahu anha. When I sometimes said to him, 'You treat Khadija in such a way as if there is no woman on earth except her,' he, peace be upon him, would say, 'Khadija was such and such,' commending her and speaking well of her, and I had children from her." Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Another narration is, "And if he, peace be upon him, slaughtered a sheep. He would send meat to the friends of Khadija radiallahu anha as a present, as much as would suffice them. Another narration is, when a sheep was slaughtered, he, peace be upon him, would say, send this meat to Khadija's friends. Once, Hala bint Khuwaylid radiallahu anha, sister of Khadija radiallahu anha, sought permission of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, to enter. He recognized and recalled to his mind the manner of Khadija radiallahu anha and was deeply moved. He said, O Allah, she must be Hala bint Khuwaylid. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith brings out the following 5 points. 1. A brief reference to the great qualities of Khadija radiallahu anha. 2. The love that Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, had for Khadija radiallahu anha because of her great qualities. 3. Reference to the kindness which the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, continued to show to the women who were close to Khadija radiallahu anha. 4. Expression of the sentiments which the remembrance of some deceased friend brings with it. These sentiments can be pleasing as well as painful. 345. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu reported, I set out along with Jarir bin Abdullah al-Bajali radiallahu anhu on a journey, and he served me. I said to him, don't do that. Thereupon he said, I have seen the Ansar doing this with the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. And I swore by Allah, whenever I accompany anyone of the Ansar, I would serve him, Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. 1. This hadith gives a fair idea of the love that the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, had for him. It was so profound that they regarded it a great honor to serve the servants of the Prophet, peace be upon him, even if they were younger in age. 2. It also tells of the hospitality of the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him. They neither felt any hesitation in showing respect to their youngers, nor were they shy of serving them. 3. The companions of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, had a friendly, fraternal, and faithful relationship with one another, and it was founded on a common bond in them, the gratitude for the Prophet, peace be upon him.